a book review. The name of the book, Pathways of Hope and Faith Among Hispanic Teens, Pastoral Reflections and Strategies Inspired by the National Study of Youth and Religion. The book is edited by Ken Johnson Mondragon. The book is put out by the Fe y Vida Institute, the Institute for Faith and Life, which is housed in Stockton, California. The date of publication, 2007. And now we read from the jacket to get an idea of what this book is about. Building on the largest national survey of teenage religion ever conducted, Pathways of Hope and Faith Among Hispanic Teens invites you to learn from leading Catholic and Protestant experts as they recount in unprecedented detail the experiences of God, faith, community, youth ministry, and family among the fastest growing segment of young people in the country, Latinos. This book is a must read for pastors, youth ministers, teachers, parents, sociologists, and anyone else who cares about the well-being and faith development of Latino, Latina adolescents. The book then encourages us, listen as young Hispanics describe their faith and hopes in their own words. Gain understanding of the major issues affecting their religious development and life prospects. Improve your ministry or family life with insightful pastoral recommendations. And now let's go into this book and see what it has to offer. And what I will do is quote from two sections. Interestingly, the book has a number of very good, interesting quotes from interviews of young adult Hispanic people. Here is one 18-year-old Hispanic Catholic female from the West. The question she receives is, "What religion, if any, do you consider yourself to be now?" Her reply, "I would have to consider myself Catholic because my mom would consider me to be Catholic. I was baptized in a Catholic church, but I don't, you know, like to practice." Question, "Well, what are your own religious beliefs?" Response, "I don't really have religious beliefs. Like when I pray to God because I was brought up to pray to God. Usually when I just pray to him, it's just like, you know, helping me take care of my family and things like that. I need this and that, you know, I never had that. And I don't light candles. I don't do things like that. I don't pray to the rosary." Question, "Well, how involved or active would you say you are in religion or spirituality?" Reply, "All I do is pray. I don't go to church or anything like that." Question, "Well, how important do you think your religion is in your life?" Response, "I think it's important because it kind of gives you a sense of what you're working for. Like kind of, I have to be good. It's like, why be good if you don't have a reason for it? But it's like if I have a belief. It's kind of like, you know, I believe in that. It makes me a person. Makes you who you are. That's my belief." Interestingly, in that interview, we get an idea that for this young woman, really, her faith is what gives her an identity she received from childhood and is still holding on to. Within this book, there are questions at the end of each section. And some of the questions are very good for us. And let me read one of the set of questions that we find here in this book. "Is the atmosphere in our church welcoming, supportive, and hopeful for young Hispanics? Why or why not? What can be done to improve it? What efforts are we making to reach additional young Hispanics in this area?" On this question of hospitality, I would I would recommend that you go to, again, our digital audio voice recordings, and especially the one of Father Tom Hart, a Benedictine, in which he really explores the idea of hospitality and what it all means. A second question. Do we provide young people with the opportunity to express themselves authentically and meaningfully without fear of rejection, judgment, or reprisal? What mechanisms can be established to create authentic dialogue? I think this is very important, especially with young people who are very, very sensitive to being real and trying to be authentic and be themselves. But to release that is an art, and this question raises that question. What do we have to do to really practice this art meaningfully? A third question. What tangible support is given to the young people of our congregation to assist their development of academic excellence? Are there tutoring services, career counseling, computer training courses, and/or scholarships provided by your congregation? What needs to be done to provide such services? This, I believe, is an excellent question, because many of these young people come from poor families, and any boost that they can get is more than welcome. Another question. How are we involving parents in discussing, developing, and supporting programs for young people? What tangible services can we provide parents to assist them in becoming better advocates for their children's education? Do we offer a support group for parents where they can share their struggles in a non-judgmental environment? This question brings to mind work that I did with the Koreans. And if there was any one thing I learned in working with them is that their parents really, really push education. It's based on Confucianism and the idea of the development of the mind. And I have experienced firsthand parents who would go out of their way and work 24 hours around the clock to get their children a good education. A very important step in one's life if one is going to move up in life. And five, the fifth question that's in this section, what leadership, mentoring, and/or disciplining structures exist in our church to assist Hispanic teens in their journey as Christians, Latino y Latinas, and professionals? What more could we provide? And so that gives you an idea of a little bit of what the content of this book contains. Now let's go to the table of contents and read the chapter headings to get even a better idea of all that is really involved in this book. Chapter 1, it's titled Socio-Religious Demographics of Hispanic Teenagers. 2, Personal Religious Beliefs and Experiences. 3, Participation in Church and Youth Ministry. By the way, this is all the results of that study. So you have a lot of graphs in this book and a lot of anecdotes to back up these titles. 4, Faith and Culture in Hispanic Families. 5, The Moral Imperative of Latino-Latina Educational Investment. 6, Insights into the Moral Life of Hispanic Youth. 7, The Social and Political Involvement of Latino-Latina Youth. 8, The Second Wave of the National Study of Youth and Religion. 9, The Religious Experience of Latino-Latina Protestant Youth. And 10, Passing the Faith to Latino-Latina Catholic Teens in the U.S. As the book stated early on in its jacket, this is the fastest growing youth group in America. And this study that they have done really gets into where this group is as a culture. And then it raises some very, very poignant, very good questions as to how we can get in better contact with them and help them along in their journey through life. I believe that the beautiful part about this book is that it gives us focus on the youth. And as we all know, that when we lay the groundwork for youth early on, they become lifetime Catholics and are always in debt to the church because of what they've received from it. And it's a beautiful relationship, because that is what the church should be doing, and this is the way you bring people into the church and keep them there. Education is extremely important as a link between the young people and their religion. I hope this helps, and I hope you read the book. And anyone who is in Hispanic ministry gets a lot out of this. God bless. Bye-bye.